Welcome to Earth Matters, environmental and social justice stories from around Australia and beyond. This episode is produced at the studios of 3CR in Naarm, Melbourne, on the unceded lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. Earth Matters is distributed nationally through the Community Radio Network. I'd like to pay my respects to the elders, past and present, and extend that respect to other First Nations Australians who may be listening to this broadcast. I'm your host, Claudia Craig. Welcome to another episode of Earth Matters.
You know, what I heard on the mountain, having spent quite a few days up there with locals, was people felt they had been bulldozed. They felt that a decision had been taken for a viewscape that is not out of necessity, out of aesthetics, instead of ecological imperatives, and that this decision had occurred behind closed doors. It had happened down to the planning minister and probably the environment minister, and no one outside those circles knew what was happening, and there was a very high level of anger and disappointment.
Cam Walker from the Victorian chapter of Friends of the Earth, describing the community response to Park Victoria's recent removal of native snow gums at Mount Macedon in central Victoria. I'm Claudia Craig. This week on Earth Matters, we take you to a mountain peak in central Victoria, where rapid fire action by the state government has left nature lovers and conservation advocates blindsided. The native snow gums were part of a montane woodland that had regenerated over the course of 40 years since the catastrophic Ash Wednesday fires razed the area in 1983. They're located on Wurundjeri country in the autumnal wonderland of Mount Macedon, about an hour outside Melbourne. The snow gums are treasured not only for their high ecological value and beauty, but because they are one of only three remaining snow gum communities in western and central Victoria. And yet, over the course of a few excruciating days last week, Parks Victoria chopped down nearly a hectare of them to make way for a view. The view in question is to be enjoyed from the Mount Macedon Memorial Cross, a 21-metre-high monument honouring those who have served in war and conflict, also located on the mountain summit. The cross is considered the second most important memorial in Victoria after the Shrine of Remembrance and is listed on the Victorian Heritage Register for its spiritual, symbolic, cultural and social significance. And just to be clear, no one I spoke to seems to be disputing the memorial itself as a place for remembering those who have served. Yet the value of a view that comes with an ecological cost has been hotly contested. Almost 1,400 people are estimated to have contacted decision makers to condemn the clearing of the Mount Macedon snow gums. And Macedon Shire Council, which rejected the view line proposal back in 2023, is demanding that the state government explain its actions. We're going to begin today with some of the conversations that took place with advocates and community members at Mount Macedon in the lead-up to the tree's removal. Tessa Campisi from Friends of the Earth Forest Collective spoke to some of the campaigners. Let's take a listen.
Early on Wednesday morning, it's cold on top of Mount Macedon. At around 1,000 metres at its highest point, the mountain juts out of the low plains and dry grassy woodlands of central Victoria, creating a refugia for ecosystems that depend on these cold, wet conditions.
As a mountain, mountains have a very significant role in any landscape. They draw the water, they attract clouds, they are always involved intimately in the water cycle. And because it's forested, it also is a refuge for and a place of habitat for many, many, many species. And there are lots of at-risk species.
This is Kate Lawrence from the Mount Macedon Landcare Group, who has lived in the area for over 20 years. She's turned up this morning, along with a group of other community members and concerned citizens, because there's been word that a patch of forest, including rare snow gums and alpine ash, are about to be felled, all to create a view of Melbourne from the Memorial Cross.
So in the 1930s, a man called Cameron, who had a lot of money, who lived just down the way, thought about putting a memorial cross here. And he wanted to be able to see the cross from his house. So they built that, and then since the Anzac tradition has grown and grown in its nostalgia, it's become a place of reverence for people to remember the soldiers of the First World War in particular. Unfortunately, there's no recognition up here of the frontier wars. So they now have a dawn service here every Anzac Day, and it's become a really big thing. I've never been to it, but it's a deeply moving experience, I believe. But around the cross, when it was built, had this viewscape, because they cut down a lot of trees. I mean, the entire mountain was denuded, and there's this claim that it's a historic viewscape that is being reinstated.
This historic viewscape, however, is hotly contested. A local who turned up for the protest had done some digging about in the archives and argued that the historic viewscape is not, in fact, about seeing Melbourne from the top of the mountain.
1994, it was gazetted as a war memorial. Later that year, it received the state-level heritage overlay. And when you read that gazettal, it actually states that Cameron wanted the cross to be viewed from a distance from the Calder Highway. And I've looked at the records at the Historical Society, all of his correspondence, and there's never a mention of the view from the cross. It's a modern fabrication. Now, the council, Macedon Rangers Council, did a landscape survey study some years ago, and they sort of categorised the quality and significance of the views. The memorial cross, the cross itself, was of national significance. So when you're approaching it and you look at the cross, that's national significance. The view from the cross was local. And the cross committee, when I tried to tell them about that a few years ago, they exploded, absolutely exploded. But they've fabricated the view from the cross as being significant. They're trying to change history to make it significant, and they're destroying the environment because they want to.
The Mount Macedon Memorial Cross Committee has been pushing to cut down the snow gums for several years now. Kate explained that back in 2023, Parks Victoria had applied to Macedon Rangers Shire Council to get a permit to cut down the trees. However, after public consultation, it was clear that there was fierce community opposition to the clearing, so the council denied the permit.
Parks Vic then took the matter to VCAT. Very strange that Parks Vic, whose statutory obligation is to conserve the natural environment, were applying to destroy it. And then they suddenly withdrew their application at VCAT. And then it's been sort of radio silence for the last 2 years, with Parks Vic occasionally giving information and reassurances of this or that, but it's never been entirely off the table. And then this week we were suddenly told that they were going to be doing it this week.
Once they realised that the clearing of the snow gums was imminent, the community was quick to mobilise.
So today, a group of community members have walked onto the site beneath the Mount Macedon Memorial Cross, which is proposed to be cleared for a view of Melbourne, where a mix of people from Melbourne and Central Vic and locals to the Macedon area, all of us who love this mountain for different reasons, and we are trying to stop the clearing works. My name's Anna Langford. I am part of the Forest Collective at Friends of the Earth, and I've been involved in the campaign to protect snow gum woodlands for a long time. Snow gums overall are such a threatened tree species that we need to be really preserving these patches that are left in areas outside of the Victorian Alps for, you know, diversity, and so that we kind of keep these different refuges of snow gums protected.
How large is the area they're planning to clear?
The area is 0.8 of a hectare of regrowth snow gum and mixed montane woodland forest. And, you know, it's ecologically it's quite significant because in all of central and western Victoria there's only 21 hectares left of this montane snow gum forest, so everything that's left needs to be protected. We really can't just be losing like nearly a hectare for a pointless clearing exercise.
So can you tell me a little bit about some of the threats that are facing snow gums and why this ecosystem is important?
Across all of like the Victorian and New South Wales Alps and areas like this, there's two main threats and they're both climate change related. The first one is bushfire, which just means like the increasingly intense and frequent bushfires that are happening as a result of climate change. Snow gums don't mind a burn every 70, 80 years or so, but now with warming global temperatures, they're just being hit by fires way too often. In fact, in the Victorian Alps, 90% of snow gum woodlands in Victoria have been burnt at least once in the last 20 years, but there's a lot of areas that have been burnt 4 or 5 times, which is just like completely unsustainable for the ecosystem to be able to, you know, reseed itself. And this area here that we're in was burnt in Ash Wednesday, the 1983 fires, so it is still in recovery from that. And the other threat to snow gums that's really significant and getting worse quite quickly is dieback, which is happening because of a native beetle called the longhorn beetle. And that beetle, even though it's native, it used to only have a very small breeding window every summer of 3 or 4 weeks when temperatures were warm enough for the beetles to breed and then bore into snow gum trunks and branches. But now, again, because temperatures are warming, the beetles just have bigger and bigger windows each summer to breed more and more and spread to more and more areas. So as a result of that, we're seeing like huge swathes of snow gum woodland in the Alps wiped out, because when the beetles bore into the trees, they effectively ring bark them by cutting off their water and nutrient channels. And I believe that's happening already to a small extent on Mount Macedon, but nowhere near as bad as other areas of the Victorian Alps.
As Anna says, these ecosystems are unique, they're rare, and they're actually in pretty good nick here. Many of these snow gums are more than a century old, having resprouted from lignotubers after the Ash Wednesday bushfires in the 1980s. And so they still provide hollows and nectar, vital for native birds, mammals, and insects. The local community has been adamant that they don't want a view. In fact, as Kate Lawrence emphasises, they don't even really need another view.
I do really understand when you come up a mountain. I love coming up mountains. I love mountains. That's why I live near a mountain. I love the viewscape from a mountain when you can see very, very far. So we're not saying you shouldn't have a viewing platform up here. There's already one at Western Point. It looks west. You can go to Mount Tauranga and look west as well. You know, I get that you might want to look at the city, but a platform, when there's 100 hectares already and most of it looks south, would be a very simple solution, and you could have that viewing scape without cutting down these snow gums. And then when you actually go out to the cross and it's like this cloistered little nest, it's really very beautiful. And if you can have that as a contrast to the view where you can see everything, and then you come to this place of reflection with this sort of memory of sacrifice and death and war, that's definitely something that's can be done without the destruction. You know, if anything, we must have learnt that sort of wanton disregard for nature, it comes at a peril to our very existence, let alone the existence of other species.
Tessa Campisi from Friends of the Earth Forest Collective, speaking to the president of the Macedon and Mount Macedon Landcare Group, Kate Lawrence, as well as Friends of the Earth community climate campaigner, Anna Langford. She also spoke to a concerned local who shared views about the contentious viewscape at the Mount Macedon Memorial Cross. You're listening to Earth Matters on the Community Radio Network, produced on Wurundjeri land in Fitzroy Nam. If you've just tuned in, We're talking about a recent felling of around 150 montane woodland snow gums at Mount Macedon in central Victoria. The felling was carried out by Parks Victoria to make way for a view from the Mount Macedon War Memorial. It has left environmental campaigners and many locals bewildered and upset.
There was a lot of anger, there was a lot of disappointment, there was a lot of grief because this will have a significant visual impact on the mountain, but it will also have a profound fragmenting impact on the ecology of the mountain. And I think if we zoom back out and look at the bigger picture, anyone who's ever been to the mountains of southeastern Australia will know snow gums. They are unique as a mountain species amongst any of the ranges in the world. They only exist here. And because of human-induced climate change, they are facing an existential crisis on every conceivable level. It was a bad decision, it was a heartbreaking decision, and it has really negative impacts on the ecology of this particular species, but more broadly, the ecological integrity of the vegetation on Mount Macedon.
Friends of the Earth campaign coordinator Cam Walker speaking there. Beyond the loss of the snow gums themselves, there seems to have been two other issues causing grief for the campaigners and locals. One was the mysterious intervention of the state government in what was essentially a local matter, and the other, a broken promise about communication lines. I spoke to Ben Gill, a campaigner at the Victorian National Parks Association, to find out more about why things broke down. Ben says there was an expectation that advocacy groups involved in the initial community consultation would be kept in the loop, but that didn't happen.
We had a fairly clear understanding or a gentleman's agreement with the previous district manager that we would be taken along for the ride as a stakeholder and informed at all stages. Unfortunately, we got a tap on the shoulder a few weeks ago that these works were going to happen under questioning. Parks Victoria said that there was no immediate plans for works. I then paid a site visit to Macedon and was greatly alarmed to see a number of trees marked with flagging tape. And when I raised that again with Parks Victoria in a formal letter to Parks Victoria CEO Lee Mises, we received a reply for him last Monday saying that works were starting that day. So it was an extremely rapid-fire process with absolutely no engagement with the stakeholders that had been there since the very beginning.
How did you feel when you got that letter?
Extremely cross. I think that would be fairly understandable and excluded from the conversation, really. We're an important stakeholder that represents the voice of many environment groups across Victoria. We have a quite a specific knowledge on legislation and policy matters, and the fact that we'd been excluded from those conversations and all the other environment groups had been excluded from those conversations, we found quite upsetting.
How did you respond?
Look, we instantly activated all the local environment groups, including Friends of the Earth, and we also wrote back to Lee Mises asking for further engagement and to halt works until further discussion could take place. Unfortunately, we didn't receive a reply and the works continued unabated and with no fresh engagement. We contacted The Age and got a story out on Wednesday. Again, it was quite illuminating that we actually found that the minimal area applied for of 0.79 of a hectare had actually increased to 0.9 of a hectare. And we're just actually waiting on some satellite imagery as we speak to confirm the exact size, which we actually suspect might be about 1.2 hectares now.
You're listening to Earth Matters, environmental justice stories from around Australia and beyond. And this week, we're investigating the removal of native snow gums on Mount Macedon in central Victoria. The snow gums are significant because they are among just 21 hectares of snow gum population in western and central Victoria and rely on the cool mountain conditions to survive. Ben Gill from the Victorian National Parks Association says engagement by Parks Victoria about the project had dwindled in the lead up to the removal, and when the felling began, he was completely blindsided. After the snow gums were taken down, community members held a vigil on the Sunday morning, followed by a minute's silence to mark their loss. Ben says the mood was somber, but that the event had a galvanising effect on the community. He says accountability is vital and steps are already underway to uncover the how and why of what has occurred.
I guess what we're asking Parks to do from here is to perform an audit on the process and how it happened and to make that information publicly available. I suspect that Parks Victoria won't take us up on that, but our intention is to perform a citizens' audit if Parks Victoria don't come to the table with our request.
Macedon Shire Council has also vowed to set the record straight, asking for transparency from the relevant state parties. Ben Gill says that while the Mount Macedon snow gums are local to central Victoria, the way the decision to remove them was made has wider implications.
The broader implications of the planning, the interventions made through the planning scheme, and about how due process can be skewed by senior levels of government, I guess. It's quite disturbing that people's voices have been nullified by what is seemingly a minority voice, but a very noisy one. So I think there are some very serious implications for planning outcomes across Victoria, and while it might be a local issue, I think it's got state-based implications for sure. Look, I'd just like to say the issue isn't over, and we're going to be working extremely hard on getting an outcome and a bit of clarity and transparency for people. So if people just continue to support and keep an eye on the Victorian National Parks Association's pages, we'll keep you informed as information comes through.
There is a really strong sense amongst the people who came up on the weekend, and they were predominantly locals, there can be no further clearing because it's just been too destructive. There's been too much fragmentation of a really tiny population of vegetation, and it's such a treasured and special place for so many people.
Cam Walker, Friends of the Earth. Before we wind up, I'd like to leave you with this message from Anna Langford, who spoke at the Mount Macedon vigil.
I just want to kind of honour that people here have been working on this for a very long time, I think 5 years now. We're here for a really sad reason today, but I just want us to remember the fact that, like, nothing that happened this week that we did was wasted, you know, like community members coming together, new people meeting each other, standing up for something important. None of that was wasted, and it can all be channeled into what's needed next, because God knows there's plenty more work to do to protect our precious landscapes. So that was all I wanted to say. Just thank you to everyone who's turned out this week and for the many years before that.
And that's the end of the show for today. Thanks to all the people who have contributed to this program. A special shout out to Kate Lawrence and Tessa Campisi for their tremendous audio contributions, and to all the speakers, Cam Walker, Anna Langford, Ben Gill, Kate Lawrence again, and the community member who shared her historical findings about the Mount Macedon view. And thanks to all the listeners who have tuned in today. We look forward to following this case further in the coming months and beyond. We'll put links in our show notes about the ways you can support the Action for Transparency, as well as the continuing advocacy for snow gum protection. The following people were contacted and invited to be part of this program. The Minister of Planning, the Honourable Sonia McKilkenny, did not respond to an interview request. A Victorian Government spokesman for the Minister for the Environment said, "This project has been assessed through the appropriate planning process and meets the requirements. The State Project Pathway is a standard process for projects on Crown land or delivered by or with the State Government." Parks Victoria released this statement by Northwest Regional Director Chris Mitchell. "Tree felling works at Mount Macedon Memorial Cross have been completed to restore clear views to and from the historic site. No alpine ash trees have been removed. The viewing area from the cross will be much smaller than in the past, in line with environmental and community expectations." Finally, we tried to get in touch with the Memorial Cross Committee. The chairperson, David Mann AM, said that anything to do with the view line is for the spokespeople at Parks Victoria and the Minister of Planning. We requested an interview, but no one stepped forward to speak. As this broadcast was being finalised, the National Trust of Australia posted their position in a post titled "Heritage Misused to Justify Tree Removal at Mount Macedon Cross." The National Trust has clarified that the memorial's heritage significance relates to the monument itself and not any view. And I quote, "We find Parks Victoria's interpretation stretches the intent of the heritage listing well beyond its scope." Earth Matters would like to thank the Community Broadcasting Foundation for their generous financial support and the Community Radio Network for getting this program out to you. Earth Matters is produced in the studios of 3CR on Wurundjeri Country in Fitzroy Nam. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send us an email at earthmatters3cr@gmail.com or message us on Facebook or Instagram. We'd love to hear from you.